Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States places great value in the CCW, an international humanitarian law treaty framework that brings together states with diverse security interests to discuss issues related to weapons that may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. We believe that the CCW provides a unique forum for discussing these important issues because it relies on an appropriate mix of technical, policy, legal and military experts in promoting balanced, consensus-based decisions. Mr. Chairman, the United States will contribute actively to the discussions over the next 3 days, but allow me to briefly address four issues. First, we would like to thank Ambassador Singhal for his outstanding efforts in leading the successful and productive laws GGE this year. The GGE engaged in discussions on a complex topic, including after hearing presentations from military and other experts. Despite some areas of divergence, the GGE adopted a very substantive report that included 10 possible guiding principles related to the development and use of weapons, including the responsible use of emerging technologies in the area of laws. For its part, the United States is committed to the responsible use of emerging technologies in the area of laws. In its use of new technologies, the U.S. military will always be guided by the fundamental principles of the law of war. We also believe these emerging technologies present possible humanitarian benefits, such as reducing the risk of civilian casualties. We believe that Ambassador Singhal's leadership was central in achieving consensus on a report that significantly advances our work in this area and on an appropriate mandate for next year's efforts. In this regard, the United States supports the recommendation of the 2018 CCW GGE on laws to continue its work in 2019 under its current mandate. Due to substantive engagement by states and Ambassador Singhal's skillful leadership, the GGE identified and affirmed far more substance than would have been possible through direct negotiation of a political declaration or other instrument. In our view, the best way to make progress on this complex issue is to work on generating consensus through substantive discussions on the key issues, rather than prematurely launching political negotiations on a political declaration or legally binding instrument. We look forward to engaging with all delegations and the incoming chair on how best to focus these substantive discussions in 2019 to make progress on this important issue. With respect to MOTAPAM, the chair's consultations confirm that there is still no consensus to begin a separate process on this issue under the convention. The United States, however, remains interested in finding ways of making substantive progress on MOTAPAM and is especially grateful to the Irish delegation for their leadership on this issue. In particular, we are hopeful that the consultations to be undertaken in 2019 by the President-designate of next year's conference of high contracting parties on amended Protocol 2 will identify a means by which high contracting parties to that protocol could begin shared good practices specifically related to MOTAPAM. With respect to the agenda item on emerging issues, the United States shares the goal of protecting civilians during armed conflict, and we appreciate our German colleagues' use of workshops this summer to bring attention to some of the challenges related to urban warfare, including the risks it poses to civilians who have not been evacuated from battle zones. Urban areas are admittedly complex operating environments during war, but existing international humanitarian law appropriately governs the use of explosive weapons, including through principles and rules related to the protection of civilians. We therefore continue to oppose adding a distinct agenda item devoted to UWPA because we share the concerns expressed by some other delegations that the CCW as a convention focuses on the prohibitions and restrictions applicable to certain types of weapons rather than on being a forum to address general issues related to the implementation of IHL. Finally, we share the concern that many others have expressed regarding the ongoing financial challenges of this convention and appreciate the chairman's efforts to address this issue. We urge all high contracting parties to pay their assessed contributions in a timely manner so that we have the funds available to carry out our important work. We must also work with a sense of urgency to harness our problem-solving capabilities and focus on how to sufficiently adjust the current system of planning, scheduling, and making expenditures in order to ensure that planned meetings will take place as scheduled and with the necessary administrative support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.